Welcome to tonight's call. Today is day 8 of our 22 days together. Thank you for joining us. We're happy to be here. Please close your eyes and let your breathing be easy and relaxed. And make sure your breathing is full, meaning allow your breathing to be full. Decide that during our call together tonight, you are willing to let go of stress and tension that you may have picked up today or the last few days. At this point, simply decide that you are willing to let it go. Also decide that you are willing to let go of the energies of other people that you may have picked up today or the last few days or weeks. Again, that you are willing. Please consider that whatever it is that you would like to change in your life or about your behavior, if you have no idea how to do it or how to get there, a wonderful place to begin is by deciding that you are willing to figure it out, that you are willing to change it. Asserting willingness on a regular basis opens you up to seeing new solutions and to receiving guidance and insight and intuition. For the duration of our time together on this session, we want you to breathe the energy of the earth fully up into your body as you have been. Decide right now that in this moment, here together, that you are safe and everything is fine. And decide that because of this, it is okay for you to relax. If you do this every day, your life will change. This simple thing. Oh, in this particular moment here, yeah, everything's fine. I can relax. I'm safe. If you do that all the time, your life will change. So, now please send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, also known as the first chakra, located around the anus. Please send cords from these three spots down into the earth. And on your inhales, begin breathing the energy of the earth up into your body, or invite it to come up on your inhales, letting this calming, slowing, grounding energy enter your body. Let it fill your body from the bottom to the top. Thank the earth for always being available to you, 24/7 for the rest of your life, every day. No matter what's going on that doesn't feel good, you can get grounded, you can begin to have clarity and see a way through it. Now on your inhales, you breathe this energy fully up into your body. Breathe it up to your fourth chakra, the heart center in the middle of the chest. And decide on your exhales, every exhale, gently open this fourth chakra. Decide that you are safe, it's okay to relax, open this fourth chakra. Even if you thought you were relaxed by now, as soon as you bring awareness and attention to this fourth chakra, you will notice if you have not really, truly been relaxed. So allow that process to happen now. If it takes several rounds of willing yourself to relax, allowing yourself to relax, letting go of the need, the perception or need that you are controlling what is happening, deciding you are willing to allow what is best for you. Continue breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, and then on your exhales, gently open this fourth chakra. Please continue that process as we continue speaking. You should feel yourself softening. You may feel a little warmth in the center of your chest. When you do this, you are generating a frequency of love because you choose to do so. And choosing to generate this kind of frequency of love on a daily basis will upgrade your experience of being a person. You'll prove to yourself, and you'll prove your mind wrong, that love is available. The mind will always say, maybe I'm not safe. Maybe there isn't support. Maybe there's not enough love and validation and acknowledgement for me. But you, all the time, are in possession of this generator. So decide, please, now that you are willing to do this on a regular basis. Please be easy on yourself if you temporarily or periodically forget. But come back to this place, this choice. Decide that you are open to sensing and intuiting what is best for you. Decide that you are willing to monitor the openness or closing of your heart as indicative of if you are in the presence of something that is best for you. Decide you are willing to observe what your heart does. We want you to open it every day and then observe how the world around you affects it. Do not shut it down. Do not hide. Do not put up walls. Do not think, oh, I can't handle that person's energy or this person's grief or that person's anger. Do not think that anymore. Let your heart be a barometer for what is happening around you. So decide you're willing to do this. And on every exhale, you're gently opening this fourth chakra, allowing yourself to relax, because in this moment, everything is fine and you are safe. Now, please call in your spirit guides to be part of your life in general and also part of your experience today during our time together. Tell them that even if you are not aware of how they work or who they are, most people do not know who they are, to be frank with you. Most guides don't want to say who they are or who they have been. Most guides simply want you to trust that you have help and to learn to feel their vibration. The channel is asked this all the time by clients and students. Who are my guides? And the answer is your guides won't tell you often. Sometimes you get one particular little physical characteristic or something, a behavioral trait. Most often, though, they say, decide you're willing to trust us. Decide you're willing to find out you're not alone. Our identities do not matter, except that we are here to help you. So invite your guides in. Thank them in advance for all that they do, even if you haven't yet learned the language through which they speak with you. Expressing gratitude. Now, please decide that for our next phase here, you are willing to be affected positively by the vibration in the channel's voice. Now we're edging into the energy work portion of our call today. Thus far, it has been to get you to decide that you're okay, and that you can relax, and you're safe, and you're open to receive. And also, if you're willing to receive energy work, please say yes, please, to Tom the Channel and Jehudi and Metatron. Yes, please, in your mind. For those of you who have said yes, we now gather you together into one group, connecting all of us together here. Beginning to send some energy to your root chakra, decide right now once again that you are safe and everything's fine. Decide that since you have the Earth's support and our support and your guide's support, that you are supported. And decide that you're willing to find out in other ways that life is always supporting you, meaning what is challenging and difficult is actually helpful. Decide you're willing to find that out. Now decide that you are willing to trust that life and your guides will only bring you situations that you can handle. When stress builds up, part of you might say, I don't know how much more of this I can take, or if one more thing goes wrong today, But nothing comes to you that you cannot handle. So decide that you're willing to trust this and to work with what comes to you as part of your learning journey as a soul. Putting your attention, please, on breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, deciding once again that you are safe and everything's fine. You are safe to open and receive support. You are safe to relax and to receive the energy of your guides and of the three of us over here working in tandem. Now, decide that any energies that you have picked up from other people today or the last few days, decide that you cannot possibly use those energies to tell you who you are. Send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. It is always true that you can never use the energies of others to tell you who you are. You are a unique, individual portion of divine consciousness, and it is your job to interact with others. But to do enough grounding exercises also, where you know exactly what is happening in your field, and you can say no thank you to carry the energies of others. You need to interact with others. You need their reflections, they need yours, but nobody should be carrying other people's energies. Think about somebody in your life about whom you care and who cares about you. Could be a present-day relationship or a past relationship, interpersonal or family, friendship or a love relationship, either kind, any kind. Call that person's face up in your mind and thank that person for being an important part of your life. Acknowledge this person as a soul-level teacher for you. You can't have important or family relationships without the other person being a karmic teacher for you, a soul-level teacher. And acknowledge that you are a teacher for this person as well. It goes both ways, always, even if not obvious. Decide you are no longer willing to carry energies on behalf of this person, any emotions, attitudes, doubts, fears, regrets, shame, guilt. You are no longer willing to carry any energies that belong to this person or were generated by this person. Again, being grateful for this person's role in your life, being grateful to the person, to the soul, acknowledging the important mutual or two-way street teaching that's happening, but decide you are no longer willing to carry any energies on behalf of this person, anything he or she does not know how to take care of, how to heal, how to process, how to understand, how to get rid of. Gather those energies in the center of your field and send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies. Still breathing the energy of the earth up into your body from below and out through your heart chakra. Relax your heart chakra just a little more. Thinking of this loved one or this person in your life, realize that you do not need protection from this person's emotions, energies, or attitudes, beliefs, or guilt, or debris. You do not need protection from this person. You simply need to recognize what is yours and what is not yours, and that's what this grounding process daily is intended to inspire, among other things. To recognize what's yours and what isn't yours and to say, no, thank you, I'm no longer caring anything for other people. Your relationships will not end unless they need to, unless they're held together by codependency or somebody carrying something on behalf of the other. This is not about ending a relationship. This is about cleaning things up so that each person can be more self-responsible, self-caring, and present for the other person in a healthy way. Now we're going to activate the root chakra and the second chakra simultaneously. I want you to decide, please, that in this moment, even if you're challenged by this experience, this discussion we're throwing at you today, even if you're challenged, even if it's a bit uncomfortable, even if part of you doubts that it really works, decide that in this moment with us here, you are safe and everything is fine. Decide that you are willing to be rooted in your life, in your own convictions, living according to your own value system, taking care of your own needs, recognizing what belongs to you and what doesn't. That's for the first. Now for the second, please decide that you are willing at all times, no matter what is happening, to say yes please and no thank you when appropriate. Imagine chakras 1 and 2 within you spinning slowly in tandem, gently activating. It doesn't matter how you orient the wheel or the circle and how you spin it. Just imagine them moving together. Decide that in this moment, still, again, it's true. Everything's fine and you are safe. We want you to exercise this muscle in your consciousness constantly so that you create it to be true, constantly, so that it is a new baseline. It's a new reality. You no longer worry about this outbreak or that violence, that terrorism, whatever it is, that thing with the financial system, that thing with the whatever in the news. Know that you are fine, and you are fine. Now decide that you are no longer willing to expect or require other people to carry your energies, emotions, attitudes, guilt, or shame, etc. Decide that you are willing to call back to you whatever you have out on deposit to others, out on loan to others. And think of that particular friend or family member or loved one we asked you to speak of a moment ago, we asked you to think of. But we also want you to have the general intention, coexisting. I'm no longer willing to carry anything for anybody. I'm no longer willing to expect or require others to carry my stuff. Call it all back to you while making a commitment to yourself to learn how to address it compassionately, how to deal with these energies compassionately, knowing that whatever it is that comes up within you, you are strong enough to deal with it. Breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, out through your fourth chakra and your exhales, decide you are strong enough to be kind and compassionate and gentle with yourself, no matter what you are thinking, doing, feeling, or choosing. You are willing to be compassionate, but you know that strength is compassion, and you are strong enough to be compassionate no matter what is happening. Now think of a choice that you've made the last few days, the last few months, that you have judged. Could be something, a singular event. It could be a big thing or just a one-time thing. It can also be a series of small choices or a particular habit or indulgence. Consider something that you judge about your choices, your behavior. Decide right now that you are no longer willing to judge this choice or behavior. Decide that you are strong enough to be compassionate with the part of you that brings the need or the perception of need about this behavior or this desire, need or desire. Decide you are strong enough to be compassionate with the part of you that needs something that then makes this choice. Realize that whenever you want or desire something and you get a little bent out of shape about it, there is a perception of a lack of love. So if you decide to meet all parts of you with compassion, behaviors and choices that you don't like will melt away. Decide that any guilt or shame or judgment or second-guessing or self-doubt that may be attached to certain choices, decide you are no longer willing to carry these energies because you are willing to observe yourself as a divine work in progress, learning how to make choices based in love. We all have to go through making fear-based choices to get there. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Decide that you're going to gather up any doubt, shame, regret, guilt, judgment, pressure, criticism from recent choices and past choices. Gather those all up in the center of your field. Decide you are no longer willing to carry these fear-based choices from the past, these fear-based observations or judgments. You cannot any longer define yourself based in fears and judgments from the past. Gather those energies in the center of your field and send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving these energies, deciding that you are free of these issues from the past. Now, any debris that may have come loose that we haven't yet described or named in particular, decide that you are willing to get rid of it. You cannot use the debris from the past to tell you who you are. And again, thank the earth for receiving it. Send it down through those cords down there. And this brings us to the end of our time together today. We would like for you to remain for 5 or 10 minutes after we hang up in a moment. We would like for you to continue playing with opening your heart in this way. We want you to have a daily experience of a sustained heart opening. This will change your life. Generating a positive frequency will help melt away negative frequencies. This will change your life. So we invite you to stay where you are after we hang up, to play with this, and then to play with it again tomorrow morning. There's a free 13-minute MP3 on the channel's homepage. On the lower right-hand side, there's a link to it. If you don't have it, get it. Play with this. Any energies that we may have loaned to you or Tom may have loaned to you during our time together today, he's calling back to himself, and anything he may have borrowed from you, he's giving back to you. Please echo that from your perspective. And we are complete for today. We will happily, joyfully, in a thrilled way talk to you tomorrow for day 9. Take care of yourself tonight.